KRUH mobile.
I saw the PMG, but the radio was too loud. NADDF.
Good morning, Dakota. Certainly looks like we're going to have a little bit of rain all day. I think it's supposed to rain until sunset, so like we talked about last night, hopefully they're not moving. They'll be excited in the morning.
The hunting gods have looked down upon us. I'm very excited about this. It feels like it's finally turning into fall.
Yes, it does. I am also, I'm here for it, man. I'm ready. I did figure out that I'm not going to be able to get out in the morning tomorrow, which is a bummer, but I'll get to sit in the evening. I got a Friday if I drive my daughter to work, to school, and I'm going to have to take her. We couldn't find anybody else to take her, so, but I'll be out in the evening. It'll be fine. I'll be able to get some stuff done throughout the day until I go out.
Oh, I hear you, man. The dad thing generally always gets in the way of hunting, but definitely more important. You got to do it. Kids always come first. But I prefer hunting afternoons anyway, if I'm being totally honest. For any type of hunting, I don't really care to hunt in the morning. It just seems like it's always slower.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not real sad that I'll be able to sleep in. It'll be good. Maybe I'll go out to breakfast and just hang out. It'll be good. Just, like I said, get some stuff done. I have a couple projects that are ongoing that would be nice to wrap up. That I could probably wrap up with 4 or 5 hours in the morning.
It gives you like that Christmas morning suspense when you hunt the afternoon on opener. That's what I did last year. I didn't hunt the morning because I had to work. And I actually ended up working the last like 3 hours of my day in the blind. I remember vividly I was remoted into a computer while I was watching the deer that I ended up shooting, which was pretty sweet. But yeah, no, I prefer the afternoons. But I guess we're hunting all day, every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I filled up the truck this morning. I bought 5 tags, and I got to stop and get my. I got a couple new pairs of pants. My in-laws, my mother-in-law is hemming them for me because Sitka insists on only making a 32-inch inseam no matter what size you buy. And I'm 5'7", 5'8", so that doesn't work out.
Yeah, that does cause a problem. I'm a little bit taller than you are, but I feel your pain with a lot of those companies that it's always, they're always too long. You know, and you're lucky that your mother-in-law can do it for you. I had to take a pair of pants, I can't remember when, a year or two ago to get hemmed, and my God, was it expensive. Just unreasonably expensive.
This is the first first one. I gave her 6 pairs of Sitka pants, and now I'm, like, freaking out because she's never done anything for me before. So it's like, man, I really hope she didn't screw these up and I go out there wearing capris. I used to go to Pat Sewright, over at 24-ish in Van Dyke, between 23 and 24. But she shut down. She was immunocompromised, and they opened a cigar bar next to her. So it really jacked up her lungs, and, like, I felt bad for her, so... But she was phenomenal, man. She was so affordable. She modified one of my buddy's Sitka coats and added more Gore-Tex around the waist to make it bigger and more flexible, and it was like $35.
Holy crap. So she was, like, super legit, not just doing pants. That's impressive.
She was awesome. She did a pair of my gloves, leather gloves, charged me $5 to fix the Velcro. Yeah, she was awesome. She did all my sport coats. I had, like, 3 coats tailored. It was, like, $40. But you go anywhere else, like, if you go to that place at 25 in Van Dyke, I forgot what they're called. They're ridiculous. I remember one time I dropped off a coat I bought on clearance for, like, $50. I'm like, whatever, you know, I'll get it tailored. And I dropped it off. They tailored it. They called me. They're like, it's ready for pickup. I'm like, okay, what do I owe you? They're like, $150. I'm like, you can keep the coat. I paid $50 for it.
Yeah, no kidding. This is outrageous.
So you said no rain tomorrow, right?
Last I looked, there was no rain tomorrow. I mean, that could have changed. I didn't check the report this morning. But as of 10 o'clock last night, there was no rain tomorrow. It's raining all day today.
That's perfect. All right, I'm going to keep monitoring the weather today and hope it stays nice and wet, and then tomorrow it clears up and we have an excellent weekend.
It would be nice. We'll see what happens.
So have you fit your can up to that 450 yet?
Yeah, I've shot it once, just put a couple rounds through it. It's pretty incredible. The amount of noise that goes away is wild.
Is that a 16-inch gun or a 20-inch gun?
16.
You'll have to send me a picture of that. That sounds awesome. I don't love gas guns, but I feel like that is an awesome application where gas guns are the way to go.
Yeah, I'll have to look and see if I have any pictures. I definitely don't have any pictures with the can on it. I'll have to get it out. I gotta get it put in a case tonight anyways and get my stuff together. That's another reason I'm not worried that I can't go first thing in the morning is because I don't have most of my stuff together, and now I don't have to scurry around like a knucklehead tonight trying to find everything.
That's half the fun. You forget something, and you get out in the woods, and you got to make do with something different, but I got to do the same thing. I still have not found all my stuff after moving, so that's probably what I'll be doing tonight. I know that's what I'll be doing tonight, is trying to track down the gear I need.
I hear you. Yeah, I've screwed that up in the past, that's for sure. A couple of years ago, I went up salmon fishing and got all the way up to Baldwin and realized that I had left my waders at home. That was a treat.
I've done that. Fortunately, I was 5 minutes away from my old house, but I got there, opened my truck bed, went to put my waders on. I'm like, whoops, and had to go get those. I've gone duck hunting. I forgot my calls. I've never forgotten a gun. I hear a lot of guys have forgotten guns. I've never forgotten the gun, and then never forgotten the ammo. I've forgotten magazines. That's happened before, but I can always single shot. But yeah, I've definitely forgotten waders, and that sucks.
Yeah, I was 3.5 hours away, so I had to go buy some at Meijer and use those for the weekend. Just bought some cheap ones.
I didn't even know Meijer sold waders. You lucked out.
Yeah, I think they still do. They just sell the neoprenes in the sporting goods section, and they weren't bad, but I was glad to have my good breathable ones back, that's for sure. Actually bought new waders this year. I had been running the same Sims waders I figured out for almost 15 years, and then finally they were just leaking. Again, found out the hard way on a fishing trip. But, yeah, I got some new Sims with the zipper on them. They're pretty nice.
That's actually amazing that you can get that long out of a pair of waders. Are they wader boots or are they hip waders? Or hip waders, or are they overall waders or what?
No, they're the full-size, breathable stocking foot waders.
I've heard really, really good things about Sims, and that, I guess that's a testament right there. Hunt and lacrosse waders. So they're the full front zip, readable, they have a liner I can take in and out. I feel like once you go with a front zip wader, you can never go back.
For sure. You know, the thing is, it's different with what I'm doing with them than what you're doing with them is, you know, duck hunting, you're getting in and out of boats in a lot of cases. Like, it just, there's a different level of abuse that you put on them compared to what I put on them. So I get more days out of a fishing wader than you would out of a duck hunting wader for sure. Figured that out with one of my buddies is really big into duck hunting, and he'd go through waders every 3-4 years, and I was like, man, why are you going through them so fast? And we just did like all the logic in it, and I was like, oh, you're beating on them way harder than I am. Even if I'm sliding down riverbanks and going over logs and stuff like that, it's just a different level of abuse.
Yeah, that's true. I have noticed the last couple of years the waders that are coming out, they've actually been engineering them a little bit better. They're putting some more material in wear spots, like the knee pads and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, all it takes is one reason. Last day at work, getting out of here around 5:30-ish, so maybe I'll talk to you then. If not, shoot me a text for that. Yours, NAPDL.
Alright, cool. Have a good day. Good luck. I'm sure I'll talk to you this weekend, and shoot me some photos if you get something, and I'll do likewise. Have a good day. KERUH, I'll be monitoring.
WADAP.
Hey, BOI.
NAACP doing his long 5-minute drive to the office. Morning, Mr. Tom. Yep, I'm going to go down County Line Road about 2.5 miles, turn right, and go to a meeting of which starts at 9 o'clock, of which it's 9 o'clock right now, of which I'm going to be late. But I'm pretty sure they're not going to fire me.
Work got a camera on a wireless mesh, but I don't think that's going to happen. And the guy that I'm working with is down in Allen Park.
There you go. Where would we be without cameras? Well, we got them about every 10 feet at our office now. Although they did help some. You know, we had a theft problem there going on for a while. I mean, we were on the internet hit list, and they arrested a couple of the three guys. And now we have no traffic in our parking lot at night. So that tells me there's a website for bad guys.
Well, this place I'm going to is a package sorting facility. We'll just leave it at that. And they have probably about 500. I don't know, maybe not even that. I mean, they got a lot, let's put it that way. A lot. When they got two NDRs and a bunch of parking lots, one's on the outside of the building and then the guard shed. Yeah, there's a lot.
Very good. Hey, is Memphis still in Macomb County?
As the old saying goes, it depends on which side of the tracks you're on.
Okay, there's a net tonight if you want to listen in. 147-200 PHF, about 7 o'clock. It's where all of the Skywarn people hang out and stuff. I guess when that all starts coming to alive again, that's going to be the home. So if you're interested, VHF 147-200.
Oh, yeah, WAMAC. Is it being run by CCPK or WAMU?
Sean, I think, keeps the stuff running, but I don't think he has anything to do with it because he'll, you know, if anything catastrophic happens, he'll have other responsibilities. So it's, I forget the name, but they do have a guy that they've actually hired or appointed or made a permanent volunteer. I don't know exactly where he fits in the spectrum, but they do have a guy that is actually in charge of it. So. But if you want to listen in and say hi or something like that, I figure I'd let you go, let you know. And now I can say I got to let you go because I'm on my final approach. Use my runway terms, and I see there's lots of trucks there. So I'm going to walk in, and they're all going to clap. But I don't care. So being the senior man, they can clap all they want. So I'm going to talk on you later, Tom. Have a very safe day. Drive safe, and we shall talk later. NAKPP out.
NAKPP, 70 from KCGGO. Cujo out.
WAEAP. KF8S from WAEAP. KQEKJO from WAEAP. N8KPP Mobile.
Mobile.
and 8K. Done?
Yeah, I got the shipping place done. Now I'm heading over to Shelby Township to take care of my computer over there.
Well, a job like yours, I can understand having a ham radio. So that would make a lot of sense. I'd get the biggest, baddest, most expensive one I could if I drove as much as you do.
Well, now that I have an LTE modem in my van, hardwired to my open spot, I got DMR now, too.
You got real DMR or fake DMR?
It's an open spot modem that I got from Micro Center. I put in a SIM chip for my cell company, connected it to the open spot I got from Sean, which then I used my radio that Captain Don reprogrammed. So is that true DMR, or is that like I'm cheating?
Now, in some circles, they call that cellular radio.
That's what we call it in the alarm industry when I use Starlink or Telguard for my alarm systems.
Is Starlink a thing now for you guys?
Yeah, Starlink by NAPCO? Oh, yeah. We use Starlink, we use Telguard, we use DSC, we use DMP. And we use Bosch. It all depends on the control and the application.
I thought you were talking about the Elon Starlink.
Nope, that would be Ethernet or Internet. No, it's basically the alarm system, depending on which one it is, has the capabilities of IP-based communication and then have cellular as backup.
Yeah, and that building, too, that is 100% cellular. It has, it's not dependent on IP. It's not dependent on anything. The entire little box hidden in the attic where nobody can find it, nonsense, is all cellular.
If that's for your alarm system, that would we call SoulPath.
I missed what you called it, but sounded kind of noisy. And with that, I got to let you go for two reasons. I'm on my final approach, and as you hear, my work telephone is ringing. Talk to you later, Cujo, and ATAPP.
See you a while, ATAPP, Cujo.
ABPR testing 1-2. So here's going through the node. Oh wait, let me use the same radio. This hold on. so here I hope oh, turn that down. Here I am on the, going direct to FBI. Hey, APR test 1, 2, 3. Next transmission will be through the node. APR testing 1, 2, 3 through the node. How does it compare?
There goes my phone's ringing. The node is significantly quieter, thinner. Hold on, I gotta grab this phone.
I concur. K8BB.
Okay. Well, I just gotta get into the configuration here. Start progressing with it. Alright, test 1, 2, 3, test 1, 2, okay, let me change this level here, try this level here, testing 1, 2, 3, how does that sound, 1, 2, 3, should be clear.
To my ear, the level sounds improved, the quality is a bit trebly and tinny, but the level's better.
I would concur. Still not. There's a frequency. There's a fidelity component, which you know you've made no improvement on. There's a level component which you have improved somewhat.
Okay. Here's direct to the repeater. 1, 2, 3. Through the node. 4, 5, 6. It's still too low.
I don't know, Don, I think maybe the levels are right now. It's really just a matter of fidelity now.
Yeah, real quick, I think you're right. The levels are pretty close. If the node's still a little light, it's much better, but yeah, there's still a fidelity is a good word. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there. I just happened to hear you.
Okay, when you say the fidelity is... Any, or what's happening?
Is de-emphasis on, or pre-emphasis? Turn off pre-emphasis.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. Pre-emphasis is off. De-emphasis is off.
That's getting closer. Let's hear AB.
Okay, through the repeater, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm not familiar at all with any of those settings, so for me it's just plain ear.
Okay, let's try it again. Here's through the repeater, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, node still pinched a little, pushed towards the high end, and that's with pre-emphasis and de-emphasis off.
Yeah, but you know, when I turn the pre-emphasis off, my receive is all muddy, muffled. So I'm actually, I'm confused as to which one affects transmit, which one affects receive.
Yeah, the reason for that is, are you, you know, if what goes out onto the network and ultimately comes up on our end may in fact be de-emphasis, and it may be de-emphasis of the radio in the node. You know, I've never quite got that straight. So the turning off de-emphasis, pre-emphasis probably means the transmitter of your node. So that you can put that however you like it, whatever's good to your ear. But what we're hearing is probably going to be the de-emphasis setting, because that's the receive of your node. So right now you said de-emphasis is off. So you probably want to put that one back on, de-emphasis on, and that'll affect us. But you won't nothing. And then pre-emphasis is what you hear, and you know. just do that for whatever you prefer, obviously.
Or you just throw it all in the trash and get yourself a Ham Shack hotline and be done with it.
Oh, talk dirty to me.
Yeah, that's one idea. So this is enabled. That makes the audio on this end better. Do you notice any difference on your end?
Yeah, I'm not hearing a whole lot. You know, they're not horrible, but it's just not as good as direct by a long shot. Then there's the low pass, you know, the filtering. You try changing those. Let's see if those make a difference.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me de-emphasis. See what happens here.
It's making my ears bleed. It's so thinny.
Yeah, but I'm not. This is the emphasis on.
I like that better.
Yeah, that's moving you in the right direction. So the emphasis on for sure. So the emphasis on. So now you can play with the high pass, low pass filter settings. Try changing those. See if those next level it. Where's your high pass filter right now?
That's the perfect. I gotta go to the that's a whole different menu I gotta go to. So hold on.
Okay, high pass filter. Oh, pre-emphasis, de-emphasis, disable. Hold on.
Hard.
Oh.
Okay. I wonder if it should be. The audio. So that's okay. I guess you can do that on two places, but both high pass and low pass are disabled.
Well, you can try toggling them one at a time and seeing if it makes any improvement.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta go through and actually update each one each time. Okay. Update.
Okay, this is with pre-emphasis, de-emphasis. Test 1, 2, 3.
Something very weird happened. All of a sudden you got weak and crackly. That's weird. Yeah, you're broken right now. So you went from tweaking your audio to broken.
Okay, this should be back the way it was, right?
Best it's been so far, which is not terrible. We're starting to venture into the who cares realm, but it's the best it's been, and if you were to leave it that way, no one would remember after a couple of exchanges.
Oh, I would remember, because I never forget.
Like an elephant. Okay. Okay, so now high pass is enabled, low pass is disabled. Testing 1, 2, 3. What do you think?
The best way I can sum it up is I think there's room for improvement. I don't know exactly how to get you there, but it's acceptable.
Okay, let's compare again. This is through the repeater. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Through the node, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did it come through?
Yeah, I lost track of where we're at.
Yeah, this is through the node, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll switch it over to direct. Direct to the repeater, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think it sounds pretty good. You might be just a shade down level-wise on the node, but it's pretty close.
Okay, close is good enough. I'll leave it at that. So, I also was able to get the voice ID going, you know, with the call sign instead of the Morse code. I was able to figure that out. So, I still want to try to enable the having the IP address come up on booting, because sometimes that's helpful to know that. Like Canvoid did. I think there's a way to do it on ASL, but I just haven't quite figured that out yet. You know, I was just looking at the my other node, and I had on the radio module, yeah, all three were enabled, and on the Simpletune they were disabled. That's probably why. So that's what I'll do on this one. I'll try to get it the same. Alright, test 1, 2, 3. How does this sound?
I've got pulled off onto a work project. I've got to tend to this. I'll be in a few.
Still out there? Where'd everybody go?
Sean said he had a work item come up. He had to attend it to it. Easy, easy.
Maybe you can help me with the audio check. Just you can tell me how this sounds compared to the next thing I'm going to transmit. Test those is through my node, 1, 2, 3, 4. And this is direct to the repeater, ABAPR, test, test, test.
They both sound really good to me. The one direct to the repeater, the volume level is a bit higher, but they're both usable very good right now. Night and day from where you were at before, I've been listening as I've been driving home. So if you were to up the volume just a little bit on your node, they'd be equal.
Okay, let's try this. Okay, here's direct, 1, 2, 3, 4. Here's the node, 1, 2, 3, 4. I up the level.
Yeah, to my ear, I don't think I'd be able to tell them apart at this point. I think you're right there. You know, somebody else might be listening and go, "What the heck are you hearing, Dave?" And I'd go, "Well, I don't know." But I think you're good.
Okay, great. Thanks. Much appreciated. So, that's good. All right, 7-3, I'll leave you guys alone. ADAPR.
You got it fixed. 7-3-KZ-8-Z. I'm clear. All right, still there, Phil. W8FU.
Hey, B1.
One, nine, two, 8.168.2.87.
APR, ignore that.
Oh no, you didn't.
Okay, I managed to get the IP thing working, but I didn't realize it was going to repeat through. I got to fix that.
Well, yeah.
Get lazy.
I was sitting there staring at my phone, and all of a sudden the radio started tripping off with somebody talking numbers. I'm like, what? Oh, okay, somebody must be playing.
Yep. So I got to figure out how to make it just say locally. Interesting. Okay. Back to the drawing board. Maybe up here.
Now that I know your IP address, we're going to hack you, man.
Yeah, well, that's a... good luck with that. It's just a... just a local, internal one.
WAEAP.
DCANDH, or is it DHN? I forget. Dominic, in there. WAEAP. WAEAP on the powerhouse repeater. Powerhouse, is it? I'm at Evergreen and Ford Road in Dearborn. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, I'm on the powerhouse Romeo repeater. You're probably on the Warren machine.
Yes, I am. I'm on Ford Road, Road out here in Dearborn, coming up on Telegraph, I believe. So, yeah, that's the only way I'm getting back there.
Yeah, I think that repeater's taking a turn for the worse. I get north of like 26, 27 miles before it starts coming in as good as the Warren one, so yeah, it's a little lopsided.
Yeah, I gotta get a look at it, make sure it's not equipment related. I've got some issues, but I very much think there's performance to be had. I just gotta get to it.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect me too much, but, you know, I don't know if there's any people out there like Dakota or somebody that might benefit, you know, but I don't know what machine he comes in off of, probably the Romeo.
Yeah, I never really hoped that one would help to the south, but that one, I always hoped that one would blast north. Cover, you know, like Kimlay and 69 and out that way. So that was always the goal. I could get an offset dipole, you know, a higher gain one, offset, put it up there and see if that does any good. But who knows? We'll see. I got some other pokers in the fire on for that pair. I don't know. We'll see. We'll just have to see what happens. Anywho, I'm not far from my destination. I'm way the hell out here at Telegraph in Michigan. And I'm not sure how well I'm holding it, but I got stops coming up here shortly.
Yeah, you got a little bit of noise, but you sound, I could understand 100% copy, so alrighty. So about 23 mile right here. So, alright, we will talk at you later. W8EAP.
Alright, man, catch you later. W8FU. NADDF Mobile. Am I still making it?
W8EAP.